Remember that, and I'm very knowledgeable about eye care because it's based in my hometown of Buncrana. You have schools, social services, health services referring families to their service. So the state is asking eye care to provide the service that they should be providing with no funding support. So what we got this year, rather than the €100,000 that eye care had sought, they received €35,000. Rather than the €150,000 that BlueStacks Special Needs had sought, they got €36,000, only a fraction. And this is well known. The HSE worked with both organisations to put together these funding proposals. There's no exaggeration. It's exactly what they need, no more, no less. So they got a fraction of what they require for this year, 2019. The reason why I'm raising this now, as this year draws to a close, it's absolutely crucial that the same mistake is not made in 2020. What they require, to be clear, is €100,000 for eye care and €150,000 for BlueStacks Special Needs. So that's the appeal, Minister. And I'm frustrated about this because Minister Finian McGrath told me he would keep a close eye on this earlier this year. And nothing has happened because, let me tell you this, the funding that was found was the HSE in Donegal reallocating funding from somewhere else. So they were robbing Peter to pay Paul. There was no additional funding provided by central government. What we got was tea and sympathy. So what I'm asking today is an end to the tea and sympathy, respect for these organisations that are delivering services referred to them by the state themselves, to fund them properly, to do the job that they are hugely supported to do in North and South Donegal.
I wish to thank the Centre for raising the issue of funding for eye care autism support group and BlueStacks Special Needs Foundation. As senators may be aware, eye care was founded in 2000 by a small group of dedicated parents of children with autism and provides a range of activities for children and young adults with autistic spectrum disorder in the Inishowen area in County Donegal. These supports include informal education and supports for both the individual with autism and their family, provision of school holiday activities, access to a youth club and support meetings, training and development for families. I'd also like to acknowledge BlueStacks Special Needs Foundation's extraordinary achievements since it was established in 2006, again by a dedicated group of parents and professionals working in the disability sector. The foundation operates a range of educational, practical and emotional support programmes using a family support model and provides evening and weekend activities as well as summer camps and a diverse range of activities. The family-centred approach adopted by iCare and BlueStack is an important move away from a system which is designed to suit the needs of the service provider and towards a system that is designed to meet the needs of the service user and their family. This model ensures that families are empowered by being supported and included in the planning of their children's care. The success with which iCare and BlueStack have integrated their services into the community goes an enormous way towards challenging this historic exclusion and is very much to be welcomed. I understand that iCare and BlueStack each received funding of €41,000 from the HSE in 2019 towards the costs of their operations. Submissions for funding from both iCare and BlueStack of €41,000 and €86,500 respectively have been made to the HSE in respect of 2020. Decisions in relation to the level of service to be provided will be considered by the HSE in the context of available resources and priorities for the coming year. As regards health-related issues for individuals with autism, additional funding of €2 million secured in Budget 2020 for the autism plan will be used in the following priority areas. To implement a programme of awareness raising that can provide a better information resource for children and parents about what supports are available. To build capacity and competence amongst key professionals working with autism, including a national training programme for clinicians and the implementation of a tiered model of assessment in order to improve access to and responses by services for those with autism. A campaign to assist in creating awareness of the challenges, needs and experiences of people with autism. The government remains committed to providing services and supports for people with disabilities, which will empower them to live independent lives, provide a greater independence in accessing the services they choose, and enhance their ability to tailor the supports required to meet their needs and plan their lives.
Okay, Minister, we have a very serious problem here, because whoever drafted this response in the HSE or Health Service has got their numbers badly, badly wrong. So, Minister, I'm asking this, I'm appealing to you to sort this out today. Somebody senior in your Department of Health needs to speak to the people who drafted this and ask them why they have said that they have applied for €41,000 for eye care, less than half than what they actually require. So just to be clear, because I spoke to both eye care and BlueStack Special Needs before this commencement this morning, eye care are seeking €100,000. This was agreed with the HSE. That is what they require to fund their service. Just a portion of their service, by the way. They have all sorts of ancillary works going on. Just the dedicated core. 150,000 is required by Blue Spec Special Needs. Whoever put those numbers together is not serving the interests of iCare or Blue Spec Special Needs. That is an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace. Whoever drafted that response there. Let's be clear. It's €100,000 and €150,000. If that is what they applied for 2020, they need to urgently amend that application. That is a fraction of what they have given. That is the lack of respect for these two organisations. And I'm going to say it again. You have education services, you have social care services, you have community services, you have health services, referring families to iCare and Blue Stack Special Needs for support with only a fraction of the financial supports that's there for the statutory organisations. So I'm asking now, and just to conclude, for an urgent intervention, Minister. This is completely wrong, these figures. I have absolute certainty about that. These are completely wrong. It's a misrepresentation of what these organisations require.
Your time is up.
And it needs to be resolved today. Today.
Thank you.
Again, thank you. Again, I can reiterate the good work that has been done, and it is acknowledged. The Blue Stack Foundation and iCare provide a range of excellent services to people with disabilities and their families in the county of Donegal, and the HSE acknowledge this commitment and support and endeavour to support such community voluntary-based services as much as is possible. And in that regard, each organisation received 41,000 in 2019 towards the cost of their work. And it goes on to reiterate again that there has been 100 new therapy posts added this year and a budget of €2 billion. Just regarding the deputy's contention that the figures are wrong or whatever, I have no problem getting clarity for the deputy to ask the HSC. I have no reason to doubt what they've said, but I have no problem getting clarity for the deputy.
Can I just clarify?
There's no provision for that. He said he's given you the...
And will I get a response back again?
The Minister has indicated that.
That I'll get a response back. Okay, Minister. So, Minister, on the record, you will give a response back to clarify these numbers. That's what you'll do. Okay.
Boyhin.